Hey, Mark, it's Nick at Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Nick. Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. I just want to give you a call and let you know I did email you the documents this morning, so you have those. If you have any questions, give me a ring.
Oh, okay. What are the documents?
For the $10,000?
Uh-huh. What are the entail? Just sign in or something?
Yeah, I put a note in the email, just sign an initial as a seller and guarantor where it's indicated.
Okay.
And we have to use a wet signature, so you can't use any electronic signatures. So I need you to print them out and sign them, and then you can fax or email them back, whatever's easier.
Okay. All right. I should be able to get to that later today. I'm in the field most of the day.
Yeah, I know you're busy.
But and then after that, what happens?
I gotta see. We might need a copy of your business license, and then it should be good. I'm not sure if they're gonna ask for anything else. But from there, what's gonna happen is you're gonna receive a third party verification phone call to your cell phone. And essentially, they're going to, verify who you are, your identity, and everything like that. It's about a one-minute call. And let me see here. Oh, who's your landlord? Let me see. I should have that on the...
Chase.
Okay. Oh, so do you have a, do you rent or own this property?
I own.
Oh, right. It's your home-based business. Okay, so you have a copy of your mortgage statement.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, then, maybe
yep.
Get it tomorrow. I didn't think there was anything else to do.
Yeah, normally, I just pulled up your file. Normally, they make a call to the landlord just to verify that you are renting. And I forgot this is pulled up your file here, your home-based business. So I just want a copy of the mortgage statement.
So you just need that?
Yep.
Okay, put in the email whatever you need, and then I'll work on it tomorrow.
All right, that sounds great, Mark.
All right, thanks, Nick.
All right, thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.